Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Talkback time with Smithy. Call now 0800 150 811.
9:34 here on SENZ. Brian's coming from the Hibiscus Coast. Been patient. Brian, thank you very much for that. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Ian. Just a couple of points. Michael Glading would be the son of Bob Glading.
I would be thinking so, yep. R.H. Yeah. Glading, I think it was. Way back, yeah.
Oh, just a little bit of trivia. Going to England on the ship in 1960, Bob was on board and he got off at Durban, and then he played a lot in South Africa for quite a while. Just thinking about cricket, Ian, I can see in the future, maybe a couple of years, that Devon Conway will make a good captain.
I think you've got a good point there. I think he's got a good cricket brain. He doesn't appear to panic, and he won't be rushed. I think he's got a good all-round knowledge of it. He's been sitting back for a long time, and I really do I agree with you. I think, particularly in the short form of the game, Brian, I think you make a good point there.
Now, Ian, was there a race meeting at Hastings yesterday?
There was, yeah. I think a 10-race card, yes.
Ian, I like to have had a punt, not very big, you know, a little bit here and there, but not so much now, of course. I used to watch the papers for the fields and then watch the paper the next morning for the results. There was nothing about Hastings for their race meeting and nothing in the paper this morning. I've rung the Herald a couple of times and haven't been able to get hold of Michael Guerin. He's out somewhere, the operator said. And I just wonder, next time you talk to him, is there a possibility of just finding out why that is? It's quite frustrating if you're following. See, I don't have a computer, so I can't get on that. But I do have Trackside, but then you don't know whether it's on or not, the meetings. And I was just wondering if you had time to ask him why there's not the coverage of the fields. It's, I'm not the only one that thinks this way, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, Brian, I promise you this, around about 11:43 this morning, that's according to our rundown, I will be talking to Mick Guerin. I will ask him, that's the first question I'll ask him on your behalf. And look, I totally get where you're coming from, I really do. And the coverage, the newspaper coverage of racing in this country has gone downhill markedly to the point where they just expect that everyone's got phone accounts, everyone's got all that knowledge on their phones. And of course, no, you're right, you're dead right. And the racing fraternity still have to respect the elder people because they're the lifeblood of it. Whilst they try to attract the new...
Well, that's correct, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Okay, Brian, I'll ask him that. You listen about 11:45 this morning.
I will
indeed.
That'll
be fantastic. Zane from Parapara Umu. Good morning to you, sir.
You just caught me in the middle of a 9-iron into the 12. Put it on the green.
Oh, nice. It's on the green? Oh, nice.
It's on the green. Putting for birdie. Hey, interesting, like, listening to you talk about the... It's great news about the New Zealand Open, how well that's going, but on the live thing, it still really annoys me, the whole, I don't know, the childish way they're going backwards and forwards. I've gone from Rory McIlroy being by far my favourite international player over the Kiwis to not actually wanting to hear a word out of his mouth because it's always so petty and childish, shots back and forward. But I wonder how we would feel if they actually took fan feedback and went to legitimate 72-hole competitions, you know, run in a proper format, and they could find a way to integrate it. Because I think, in theory, the concept's not a bad idea, but I just think they've gone about it in a Mickey Mouse way. How would you feel if it went to proper tournament golf?
Well, if it went to proper tournament golf, I think it would have a lot more credibility because, one, that's what we're used to, and two, that's what we respect. I mean, we look at three-round golf and we think the older brigade, don't we, in all honesty? Well, these guys are not old. These guys are young, fit athletes. So, yeah, I think credibility-wise there, I think I totally agree with you with Rory. I'm a big Rory fan and, you know, I'm pro-establishment, so I don't mind having a spokesman, but not to the point where it becomes petty. And I think that's so below the likes of Rory McIlroy and Patrick Reed to indulge in this kind of behaviour. I don't think that's any good for anybody. I also foresee, I've been around long enough to watch the way cricket's changed over the years. I was, you know, the Packer times and the breakaway movements, the rebel tours, etc. like that. I'm confident it's going to come back together, Zane, at some point. I really am, but it's going
to
need...
To. I mean, you can't... And then you see the PGA Tour now trying to, like, put on these, like, stadium tournaments and stuff. I don't know if you need that directly associated with the top tours. Like, you know, maybe that's, we were old school and didn't think you needed that with the IPL and it's lasted. But I'd like someone to convince Greg Norman as time's done and get someone credible in there to actually negotiate a way to make this thing work for golf. Because every second post I see on social media is some BS about spats between those two. And it's just, I'm not interested. Not interested at all.
No, anyway, I think you're right. I think you've nailed it there. I don't see it being a peaceful resolution or any kind of sensible arbitration or discussion even with Greg Norman there, because the hurt there and the deep-seated pain that he obviously feels about the PGA from years gone by, that's never going to go away. And whilst he's involved, anything that will be passionate, it'll be impassioned, it'll be bitter. And there will be rivalry, and they're not the right kind of credentials, I feel anyway, for a successful reunion or negotiation, Zane.
Yeah, mate. Anyway, you'll be happy to know it's raining tomorrow and windy for the first day of Interclub down here in Wellington, so back to reality. Hope it's better
Is that still the Duncan Cup?
I'm nowhere near that level, mate, yeah, but they've still got the Duncan Cup here. I'm playing in Old Man's Division 4 tomorrow up against the guy in a 1.2. It should be fun.
Okay, cool. Right. Thanks for that, man. I appreciate that. All the best. I'll enjoy talking to you. We'll go to Dean. Dino's been patient this morning. Dean, good morning to you.
Yes, Smithy, how are you?
I'm good, mate. Happy New Year. Yep.
Yeah, same to you. But I was lucky enough this morning to be up early enough to hear Fez with the Breakfast Boys. And I'll tell you something, as soon as, I loved listening to this, like, he's just such a real bugger, you know, like, he's not a wishy-washy, agree with him for the sake of agreeing, he'll get in and get his hands dirty, you know, like, I love that approach. And then straight away, when he's finished, Kempe gets on with my biggest hate in sports right throughout New Zealand, and it's that word culture. What the hell is that? Like, Baz says, we ain't got enough room for cricket gear, but we can get a wee bit of golf gear in this wee plane that we're going down to Queenstown. Fun is the word we want, Smithy. We want to have fun, but it has to be processed with results. And when you get the mix right with that nothing else matters. Well, what is culture? What is that crap? The Warriors have been trying to talk about culture for 28 years. It's rubbish. It's utter rubbish. They're professional sportsmen, overpaid a lot of them, and underachieving. And they talk about culture being the problem. Well, what is that? I don't get it.
Well, culture is an interesting word, because culture is also, you know, when you have culture, deep-seated culture, and it doesn't go well, you kind of get conflict, you kind of get disagreement within a group. If they're all not buying into the same culture, or the culture becomes dominant and some members of the group don't have that culture, to me it becomes a little bit dangerous. So, Dino, you make a very good point, and it is something that we always talk about with the Warriors. It's always the cultural side of things. I respect that there is a lot of Ireland and Maori involvement in that, and those are races who are steeped in culture. So I have no issue with that. Being secondary, though, I really do believe rugby league should be at the forefront of everything that you do. Baz is all about having a good time in life. There's no doubt about that. I know Baz away from the radio. I've known him as a cricket commentator, but pretty good mate. And we've been and seen a few things together. And mostly when Brendan McCullum wakes up in the morning, he likes to think that this day is going to be fun and he's going to have enjoyment out of it. Sure, there'll be hard work at times, and that might bear the fruit of some of his results. But along the way, you've got to enjoy what you're doing. You have to enjoy what you're doing. And that is what he has instilled. If you speak to any player that's in his dressing room now, they won't believe just how much fun they're having and how much they're enjoying trying to play the game of cricket that Brendan McCullum and Ben Stokes want them to play. So I think you're dead right there. I really do. And in the end, don't say there's no culture in the English cricket side. There are a lot of players from different backgrounds, race, creed, etc., who combine, and that's been one of the hallmarks of English cricket over the last, 20 to 30 years, is they have this, because of the makeup of the British population, they have players coming from all different backgrounds. But you never hear them talk about culture. You never, ever hear the England cricket team talk about culture. Very interesting point. Thanks very much, Dean. Enjoyed that.